I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It's sometimes lost in the shuffle of the many varied deer seasons, but muzzleloader season is underway in West Virginia, and for many, it is the most wonderful hunt of the year. I'll tell you more about it when we come back.
Take me fishing, because our boat's cooler than any video game.
Take me fishing, and make me feel 16 again.
Take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you.
Take me fishing, because my wedding will be sooner than you think.
Rediscover the joy of boating and fishing. Get information and get going at takemefishing.org.
We're nearing the end of the hunting seasons for deer here in West Virginia, but before it is all finished, muzzleloading enthusiasts get their chance. Jim Crum of the West Virginia DNR is one of those who loves the solitude of the sparse crowds during this week.
Usually it's a very low participation season compared to relative to the rest of the seasons, and that's one thing about muzzleloader season. One of the appeals to most hunters and to me is the fact that there's fewer people will field.
Well, be that as it may, those who do hunt this week will tell you that there's really no season that can compare to it.
It's a real good season. It's challenging, and it's usually, at least in this part of the state, there's snow cover, and it's just a good time to be outdoors.
Snow cover that makes the deer easier to spot and easier to track after a shot. Crum also heads up the DNR's deer program and says, like most of this year's harvest numbers, he anticipates this week will likely be down as well.
From a harvest standpoint, I think this year our muzzleloader harvest will be less than last year just because there's the decrease when we actually close an antler season in a county. That makes the muzzleloader season bucks only.
Now, some would like to see the muzzleloading season move to earlier in the year, as has been done in neighboring Virginia, but Crum resists that idea and says Virginia is now learning the lessons of why.
Actually harvesting their bucks before they had time to procreate. So, hunting seasons are timed for reasons, biological reasons, and some of our hunters, they just think about giving them more opportunity a lot of times rather than actually stopping to think, well, you know, is that season time for a specific reason?
Muzzleloading season was originally laid out as a primitive hunt, but advances in technology have made that a misnomer. There are few restrictions on hunting implements other than they must be loaded through the muzzle. Scopes are also allowed. Some, however, are purists and self-imposed restrictions of side-lock rifles. Either way, the choice is completely up to the hunter, and the opportunity for a few more days of hunting in the woods is there for the taking. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.